Right, let's get started with prayer requests.
Recording started.
All right, we certainly want to remember Ghostbuster and his family, his grandfather and grandmother, his entire family. Also have prayer request for Solo with his interviews and testing, for Heine, for the blessings that the Lord's given him, and just pray that God gives him the strength he needs, and pray for Dirt Diver and his girlfriend, I think was involved in an accident a day or two ago. And also Witch Doctor has a new position, keeping him very busy, so let's remember them in prayer. Any other prayer requests?
I got to praise Scoots. Just want to thank God for bringing my boss and his family back safely. He gave us a call yesterday. They actually arrived safely back in Korea, and he was at home, so... just glad that he made it. And his daughter graduated fine.
Roger that.
If we could keep my mother in our prayers, I would really appreciate it. She is starting a new medication. It's supposed to improve reflexes in multiple sclerosis patients. Hopefully it helps her a lot with some walking ability.
Alrighty. Any others?
Actually, now that I think about it, U.S. installation was attacked a couple days ago in the Middle East. If we could keep the families of the killed contractor as well as the wounded soldiers in our prayers, that would probably be pretty good.
Roger that. I thought I'd seen a headline, Blue would know more about it than I would, I'm sure, but I thought I'd seen a headline in the last day or two about North and South Korea fighting or something, or threatening to fight or something.
Yeah, you can always keep that knucklehead up there in prayer.
I was looking for the headline, I can't find it now, I thought it was on Yahoo, but I can't find it now, but...
No, it's still going back to the ship. The South claims they've proven that the North did it, and the North has claimed that if the South retaliates, they'll go to the point of all-out war. And I guess the news here is reporting that China is telling North Korea to knock it off. And I don't know if that's going as far as them telling them they won't back them or what, but...
All right. Would anybody want to lead us in prayer to start us out? All right, bow with me, please. Dear Lord, we come to you tonight, and Lord, we come to you on behalf of this Bible study and these prayer requests and these praises that's been made mention of, and we just pray that you'd have your will in each prayer request. Father, we know you're able to heal and able to put things back together and just able to take care of us. And Lord, we just trust that you'll take care of us. And Lord, we just trust, Lord, that you'll be with Ghostbuster and his family and be with his grandfather. And I pray, Lord, that somewhere, somehow you could ease his pain, ease the pain that the family feels as well. I just pray, Lord, you'd give them some comfort and some relief and some encouragement. And Father, just pray that you'd give them the strength they need to face the things that lie ahead. Pray that you'd be with all these other prayer requests. You know each need. And know what we stand in need of. And pray that you'd be in this Bible study. Pray that we'd lift your name up. We'd just study your word. And we'll just pray, Lord, that you'd reveal to us what you would have us to know from these studies tonight. So go with us, lead, guide, and direct us. Forgive us when we fail you. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
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 James chapter 4. All right, James 4, 17 verses. Verse 1 says, "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence of even of your own lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that it may be that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep, and let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother, and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver, who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin." All right, that is James chapter 4. Who would like to start us off with a thought?
I'm trying to go back to the beginning.
That's what I was doing. I was rereading. I was going to say, don't everybody talk at once. I can't understand you all.
I mean, for this one, it kind of breaks down some real life stuff. And in my study Bible, it's broken down into sections. The first section, I kind of like how it really shows where the bad stuff in our life comes from. You know, it goes all the way to the point of war, but it talks about, you know, how our lust creates problems for us. It talks about murder and covet, but you still can't obtain, and then fight and war. But then it goes to actually say, You do not have because you do not ask. And you ask, but you don't receive because my Bible says, because you ask amiss. which I'm pretty sure means that, you ask for the wrong things at the, at the wrong time or whatever.
See, in my like a Bible dictionary, it says that the amiss in 4:3 is meant to mean wickedly or wrongly.
Yeah, that's what I come up with, wrongly and astray and imperfectly.
It's enlightening and very interesting to see that in verse 4 it says that friends of the world is
I lost Jethro.
Lagged out.
Okay, I can hear Scooter. I just can't hear Jethco, but he's still green.
But I think he was saying there, and he's back.
Sorry, I got disconnected. Okay, whatever's popular most often on the earth is not what God intends for us, such as promiscuity, for example. And then it continues saying, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. I'm pretty much saying if you go with the flow, you're not going to be looked highly upon by the Lord.
Yeah, a lot of that goes on too, isn't there?
Oh my, yes. Unfortunately, in society today, especially in school students.
It's human nature, though, for us, to want to... Yeah. But it's just human nature for us to want to be accepted or to be thought well of, and sometimes we'll go to the wrong lengths to be thought well of.
I agree. And I learned the hard way, unfortunately, that's all you gotta do in a situation like that is have the right kind of friends. If you're trying to do wrong things to be accepted, then you're trying to be accepted by the wrong people.
Right. Like verse 7, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And I just like the way that it's worded in that latter part there. If we resist, the devil says that he will flee from us. It doesn't say he has the option. If we just submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, then he's got no chance but to flee us. And I certainly need to work on the submission. I was going to look up submit here, but to just when I think of that, I just think of fully giving yourself to God. I think that's something we need to do, and certainly I need to work on. Because when I look that up, it says to yield to governance or authority. Certainly, we need to be governed, and certainly God is the authority figure over us. You know, when God created man, he created us in his image, and I don't believe it was ever his intention for us to have kings over us and for us to have the presidents and the things like that. It was just simply for us to live under God and him to rule over us. But you'll find over there in the Old Testament where the people wanted judges over them and wanted kings over them, and so God, you know, went ahead and gave us what we wanted, you know, because he's like any parent, you know, he just loves us and wants to try to give us what we want, but you know, that never was his intention. We were to live under him, and he was to rule over us. But once again, we got what we want, and certainly it's got us in a mess today.
I was going to say, and now we don't want it.
Yeah.
Usually happens like when you... 10. Go ahead.
I also like verse 10. It says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. It kind of ties in a little bit with verse 7.
And I like verse 8 too, there where it says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. You know, I think a lot of times we will kind of forget that, you know, we've got a part to do. And, you know, the way that's worded is, you know, if we draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to us. So we've got to put forth our effort. You know, God will always come through with his part, but he expects us to do our part. And I just like the way that is there. You know, it shows us doing our part first, and then he'll come through on his end. And so we certainly have to put forth an effort for him.
I like how that verse also continues to show that it's our choice. It's nothing we're born into. Yeah. It's nothing we're forced into. We have the choice.
Verse 11 is a tough one. It starts out there, speak not evil one of another. You know, certainly if somebody talks bad about us, first thing we want to do is talk even worse about them. I can remember my grandfather. There was a new Chinese restaurant opened up here in town, and he had never eaten Chinese in his life, and he was, I don't know, 65 or 67, something like that at the time. And I come home from work one afternoon, and I told him, I said, Papa, I said, won't you let me take you out to eat tonight? I said, we'll go up here at the Chinese restaurant and we'll eat. So he agreed to go, and we went. And I had told him a story sometime before that of a guy that had really given me one of, if not the worst talking to I'd ever had in my life. I mean, just used the awfulest language ever was known to man, and just called me everything but the scrawny little white man I was. But he talked to me pretty rough, and we got to the restaurant that night, and we began to eat, and he took his elbow and poked me, and he said, look over there in the corner. I looked over, and I recognized the man, but it didn't register with me at first, and I said, who is that? He said, you remember the guy that gave you the talking to you told me about? And I said, yeah, that's him. And he said, I'll tell you what you do, son. He said, you go over to the waitress and you get his ticket and you just buy his supper tonight, Papa. And I told him, I said, well, that's It's probably the right thing to do, but I just can't bring myself to do it. But that's just the type of person that he was. It didn't matter how bad someone treated him. He always treated others as he wanted to be treated. And it's certainly something that I need to work on, because sometimes first thing I want to do, if they was to hit me, I want to hit them back, you know. But it's not the way we should do.
I think that's one of the hardest things we deal with. Turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm. I can do pretty good, but when both cheeks get sore, I tend to want to stop turning. Like the latter part of the chapter there, 13 and 14, and 15 even, where it kind of talks about our life and how short it is. And the Bible says it's not like a vapor, it says it is even a vapor. So it is just we're just here for a little while, and I think we certainly don't realize that. But you know, we're not guaranteed the next breath. All we really have is now, and so we're not guaranteed the next eye blink or the next heartbeat. But we certainly need to live each day like it's our last. And you know, it's all right to plan for the future and to have goals and have plans for the future, but we certainly need to live each day ready to meet the Lord. I guess one of the hardest losses in my life was our senior year of high school. We were sitting in homeroom, and it was 5 or 10 after 8, I guess, and the teacher still hadn't called roll or nothing. We could tell she was just kind of stalling, didn't know what the deal was. And one of my classmates that sat just right across from me, he wasn't there. Of course, it wasn't nothing for one of us to miss school for some reason or another, but didn't think much of it. And then some girl came and got somebody out of the class, and then she came back to the door and got me. And you know, as I was going up the hall, I seen people crying, and got to the main office of the school, and there was my mom and some other moms that I knew, and they were crying, and kids up there, I mean, just bawling like babies. And my classmate there, my best friend, he had got killed in a car accident that morning, and 17 years old, and had a hard time with that, because, you know, it's just, you think 17-year-old ought to have at least 50 years of life left, and, you know, for somebody to lose their life so young, and I know of a lot of other people that have left this world a whole lot younger than 17, you know, it brought a whole new light to me just how short life is and how uncertain things are. Any other thoughts? If not, does anybody want to dismiss us in prayer tonight? Bow with me again, please. Dear Lord, we thank you for bringing us together tonight for Bible study, and thank you for this chapter and each verse that we've read. And thank you for the technology that brings us together. We know, Lord, it was made possible just through you, and so we thank you for that. Pray that you'd be with each of my brothers here tonight, and pray that you'd be with their families, and pray for all those prayer requests. And Lord, we just pray once again for Ghostbuster and his family, and I pray for Jethco and his mom. I just pray that you'd touch her, Lord, in a mighty way, and only a way that only you can. And Lord, we know you're the great physician, able to heal all manner of sickness and disease. And we just trust in you tonight and put our faith in you to take care of these prayer requests in your time and in your way. And Father, we just pray that you'd go with us and lead and guide and direct us, and just be with us, keep us safe from harm and danger. And these things we ask in your name. Amen.
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 Amen.